I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Remember the perfect storm? I mean the actual one that struck off the coast of New England in 1991. It inspired the book by Sebastian Junger and the movie starring George Clooney and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Where are you?
Tell the banks. Kicking up something wicked here. Where are you?
Going in.
What the hell are you trying to prove? Come on, you've seen the forecast?
I got $250,000 worth of fish.
Weather's been spitting faxes every hour. They're running out of scary words.
It's being called the worst storm in recorded history.
Hurricane Grace.
Well, meteorologists say it looks like we may be in for another one, except this time it won't be out in the middle of the ocean. They're predicting it could hit the Northeast and reach as far inland as Ohio, and they're calling it the Frankenstorm. Joining us is Here and Now's meteorologist at large, Ed Kieser. He's been tracking the storm from his base in Columbus, Ohio. And Ed, for anyone who's been thinking that this is just the tail end of the hurricane that's now down in the Caribbean, would you explain what else is happening that's making this be called a superstorm?
Well, as Sandy is coming northward, the hurricane, it's going to be merging with what we call a middle latitude cyclone coming in from the west. That's the type of weather system that produces snowstorms and blizzards in winter. And what that means is this storm will have the high level of moisture for heavy rainfall and the strong winds that accompany hurricanes, but it will also take on a larger scope, more similar to the winter type of storm. That's in terms of size, and this will become an extratropical or middle-latitude cyclone over time. So this storm will cover a much larger area and affect a lot more people than the typical hurricane.
And based on your current computer models, when and where are these weather events expected to possibly collide and create this big storm?
Well, we're looking at early next week, Monday into Tuesday. As far as the exact point where landfall will be made, there's still quite a bit of uncertainty. All the computer models have a different solution, in part because this storm is taking a strange path. Usually when hurricanes get north, they start to move out toward the east. This storm is expected to turn back into the northwest, right into the mid-Atlantic part of the U.S., potentially the northeast. So the storm center still has the potential of making landfall somewhere from northeastern North Carolina to the east end of Long Island, most likely somewhere in the middle there. So we're looking at places such as New Jersey, for example, that may be under the gun, but there's still time for that to change. Now, having said that, due to the large size of the storm, this is going to impact a large portion of the mid-Atlantic, northeast, and even the upper Ohio Valley and eastern Great Lakes, regardless of where landfall occurs early next week.
Ed, you mentioned possible heavy rain and high wind. I read somewhere that there is a possibility of snow. Is that likely another Halloween here on the East Coast with snow?
Not on the East Coast. Where the heavy snow will fall will be in higher elevations to the west in the Appalachians. Specifically in West Virginia, it looks like some of the mountains of central West Virginia will pick up at least a foot of wet snow and potentially up to 2 feet of snow. And there could also be a little bit of snow into southeast and eastern Ohio, parts of western and south central Pennsylvania and western Maryland. But for most areas, it's still going to be a little bit too warm for snow. But I will say anybody that gets snow, it'll be a heavy wet snow. And with the leaves still on some of the trees, that could cause tree branches to fall on power lines and cause some problems there.
And if this storm does come, is it predicted to pass through quickly, or is it possible it will just sit on top of us for a while?
No, this is going to be a very slow-moving system because we have a blocking pattern in the upper atmosphere. So once it arrives, it will slowly weaken over time. But I think Monday into Tuesday, we're looking at a widespread area with strong winds. We're talking 70 to 80 mile per hour winds, maybe gusts to 100 near the coast of the mid-Atlantic into the northeast. Inland, we're going to have a lot of 50 mile per hour winds with gusts over 60. And even back in the Ohio Valley and eastern Great Lakes, there will be strong winds over 50 miles per hour. So that'll cause widespread power outages and problems for millions of people. In addition to that, the heavy rainfall is going to cause not only the coastal flooding and storm surge flooding where the storm makes landfall and just northeast of there, but also inland, the heavy rainfall will cause some river flooding as we're looking at 4 to 8 inches of rain in inland areas, and some places could pick up over 10 inches of rain with the storm.
Wow.
That's a big one.
That is a big one. That's Here Now's meteorologist at large, Ed Kieser. He's tracking the coming superstorm that is threatening to hit the Northeast early next week. Ed, thank you.
My pleasure.
Coming up, how the Obama administration is going after terror targets beyond the reach of drones. We'll be back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.